Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about choices. Let me bring this to you, Sipho, the issue of choices. Now, when you look also into Ruth chapter 1 verse 16, Ruth makes a choice that will put her in line with the most powerful ministry of all time, the ministry of Yahusha HaMashiach. Now, Ruth says in 1:16, but Ruth says, entreat me not to leave you, or turn me back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your Elohim shall be my Elohim. And by making that decision, she became the great-great-grandmother of Christ HaMashiach. What say you? When we make choices, we are also setting ourselves up in line with great destinies. Or when we make choices, we are also setting ourselves up with some of the worst reputational destinies we've ever had. Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. It is true that our choices will determine definitely what kuzokwenzeka in the future yet. I've been touched na lento. Once we tindile nomfundisi umoto ukuthi choice that we do it will affect the future of our generation. And it is true from this ukuthi one man had to make one decision, then the rest will follow. It's up to us ukuthi we choose what is right. La ufunde khona ku Ruth, it is true ukuthi walahlekela umyeni wakhe, but he choose kumlalela umamezala ukuthi when he has to do things ngendlela le abebefundise ngayo, he becomes the part of the general, history and be counted among the great. Why? Because of the choices babemtshelayona ukuthi umyokhothoza hambo khothoza ensimini kaBowazi. There were many fields, but he was being directed and advised, and he chose to choose choice yakhe a right ngaleso sikhathi. And the choice that we choose from this, number one, our choices to reflect who we serve, and number two, ukuthi in our time to choose, it is true ukuthi sinama freedom, but the freedom, it must go with the responsibility on what we are choosing. And thirdly, ukuthi you are called to walk by the Spirit. Number four, with God's grace empowers our choices. So if we choose to listen to God, definitely we'll become wise. I've been reminded also about the story of a prodigal son. Ukuthi wakhetha, chose ukuthi acele ifa lakhe bamnikeze prematurely, and he went by. Isihambile isikhathi eside. Uma ufunda ku Luke chapter 15 verse 17 lithi sekusile khanda. Enyelithanda le verse lithi kuthe sekusile kuyo yathi bangakho abaqashwa bakababa banokudla okuningi, kanti mina ngiyafa indlala la, ngiyakusuka ngiye kubaba. That's a choice. And sibuka la ku prodigal son ukuthi lokukhetha kwakhe ukuthi bamnikeze ifa prematurely, it came with negativity. In other words, he reap on the repercussion of what he has chose before. Ukuthi ahambe ekhaya athathe konke wayenako. But at the end of the day, uma sebona ukuthi wenza iblunder and a mistake, of which sometimes ama mistake ethu siwenzayo ukukhetha kabi, kunibuya sinikeza golden opportunity to come back again to choose what is right. It's important na umlalo osekhaya ukuthi kuma choice owenza wasuka ekhaya, wasuka ensindisweni prematurely, you can still come to God. Doors are still open. You may come back as God ekufisela ukuthi ngathi ungakhetha kahle.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfokade. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. Things really come about, and people basically bring across quite a lot when it comes to choices. And we are keen to hear from you as to what you make of this.
Kunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Maniki Tladinyane.
Ke le dumedisa ka lebiso le le matla, lebiso la Kriste Jesu wa Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Ke tlhoa sa letsatsi, it's about making choices. Na tabona ke re ha re etsa di choice a bogolo re kopeng tate modimo e be ene a re etsetsang di choice kampo le ha re sa kopeng tate modimo e be ene a re etsetsang di choice kam e re ga tate modimo a etsa a go a wona motho about the choice e motho a yentseng motho a utlwang tate modimo and then a boele morago because I believe that every choice that we make sometimes Mudimu warns us because the choices that we have made is wrong. It's going to mislead us at the end of the day. Or it's going to separate us from him at the end of the day. I don't think that the Mudimu. Bana khosi Solomon gore o ile a nna botlhale jang. Kana ko neng aga tempele ya Mudimu. Choice e leng a yetse o ntse di choice tsa hore every labor is going to be an experienced labor wa tla beng a ga tempele ya ntate modimo ga yo tsa fela ba a ba leng gore ga ba experience e be a ba tsaya ba ga tempele ya ntate modimo o ntse di choice tsa hore wa itse re keng ene department e engwe le engwe ya tempele ya modimo ene ya giwa. Every department in a skilled
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but it looks like someone just logged in into someone just logged in into the system while Maniki Tladinyane was still talking. Can you believe it, man? Let's start it from scratch just after a little jiffy.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Ke le dumedisa ka lebiso le le matla, lebiso la Kriste Jesu wa Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you.
Tlhoa sa letsatsi, it's about making choices. Nna, ka bonna, ke re ha re etsa di choice. A bogolo re kopeng tate modimo e be ene a re etsetsang di choice. Kampo, le ha re sa kopeng tate modimo e be ene a re etsetsang di choice. Kam e re ga tate modimo a etsa a go a wona motho about the choice e motho a yentseng motho a utlwang tate modimo and then a boele morago because I believe that every choice that we make sometimes modimo warns us because I itse gore the choices that we have made is wrong. It's going to mislead us at the end of the day. Or is going to separate us from him at the end of the day. A re utlweng tate modimo. Bana khosi Solomon gore o ile a nna botlhale jang. Kana ko neng aga tempele ya modimo. Choice e leng a yetse. O ntse di choice tsa gore every labor is going to be an experienced labor. Wa tla beng aga tempele ya ntate modimo. Ga yo tsa fela ba a ba leng gore ga ba experience e be a ba tsaya ba ga tempele ya ntate modimo o bentse di choice tsa gore wa itse re keng ene department e engwe le engwe ya tempele ya modimo ene ya giwa every department in a skilled labors gore wa lebella ga re bala mo second chronicles chapter 2 verse 13 ere ke kgosi wa ko Hirani I mean khosi Hirani wa ko Thaire ona abulella khosi Solomon are I am sending you Huran Abi a man of great skill so wa bana gore khosi ene le yona e khone go kgetha go etsa kgetho tlhopo ya gore e rumela khosi Solomon a skilled labor a man of a great skill not just skilled but a great skill o ileng a tlhalosa le gore motswadi batswadi ba gagwe ba tswa ko kae Ari, he is trained to work in gold, silver, bronze, iron, stone, wood, and with purple and blue and crimson yarn and fine linen. Ari, he is experienced in all kinds of engraving and can execute any design given to him. He will work with your skilled workers.
Mm.
So on a reminder, Khosi Solomon gore le ene ka go site la gagwe a khete skilled workers aska no tsa fela abatsenya mo merekong mo contracteng gore ba ag. So le rona go fela elo ka maphelo a rona. When you choose a spouse, motkana spouse is for a long time, a long term, I get it. So bona, choose a spouse that is skilled. A spouse that will understand you, gore wena o motlhanka kampo o motlhanka ga di wa modimo. A spouse that will understand gore wena you are the righteousness of God. A spouse that will understand you, gore wena nothing will move you. You will worship God, you will not worship a foreign gods, but only Jehovah, only God. How about someone that being yahoo it's a choice? Most of Bakreste ba fambotse. Bona, by latile, silewana by latile. By latile, hue latil. Okrele hore, moto umo musong wale said. Akre, Babili iruna, we are the light of the world. And then how can a light be yoked with darkness? Mar, yazahal. You'll find yourself yoked with a devil worshiper. Pretending to be a Christian. I guess okare ne ke mo Christ. Marile hore is a devil worshiper. A tlile go destroyer. Because most of them, Satan wa ba Roma, ka mo gare ga kereke, to go and destroy what God has imparted in his servants. Motho ha fitla mole o khatswa ke brother, brother ha re ha o pela mole o krele gore motho tsena moyeng kampo ha 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 rapela mole o rapela in tongues o khatswa ke so se bonang ka matho. At the end of the day motho le o itse ke ne ga se se o neng o se bona. So rather let God make choices for you and then you will be saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Madiki, Maniki, Tladinyani. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Babshang in Katlehong. Sorry. All right. Greetings to everyone. Before we exercise the power of choice, we need to remember that we are the choice ourselves. In Genesis 1:26, God chose to create man in his own image. God imparted his power to make choices down to his people, like Babshangi, oh, that is Babshangi in Katlehong, Emavimbela section, says, before we exercise the power of choice, we need to remember that we are the choice ourselves. In Genesis 1:26, God chose to create man in his own image. God imparted his power to make choices down to his people. Thank you so much, sir. Matthew 4 verses 4 is naming himself as such. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us your WhatsApp 082657-2729. Talk to us there.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome.
Blessed evening, pastors of Radio Pulpit, radio station, EMLA Lehodimo, Molefas Lakakwano, K. Bishop Prince Papana Lady Makua, wa Divine Kingdom Church, Kafa Babu Panis Secondary School, God Swaylo, Ya Tapama, Ya Lessas Lakum Piano, Setrohom, Sesemohote, Sesibiduan Hore, K. Choices. Baruti baka le tsabodimo le be a handle in the Old Testament modibo rona abua are, behold, I've set before you life and death, wena choose se o se batlage empa modimo rona go bane ile modimo o a itlhaloganyang are. Listen, na ke labalabela gore o choose botshelo, choose life. Modimo are trouble at all of us. Life of Bahaiso is in Christ. Really by the New Testament generation, and then really by generation near the end of times, near apocalyptic. Rona Sarona Gore Harichuzembo Pilo Harichuzenge eternal life, and eternal life Richusa Resanza Nerele Fatila Kakuano. Hari tshuseng gore ka letsatsi le phalafala ella le rona re phahamiswe le ba batlabenge ba rwele mmuso wa modimo ka mogare, mme mmuso wa modimo o theogang wa ba attractor gore rapture ge e diragala le bona ba namelele. Choice ke ya rona ba gaiso, choice ke ya rona. Dilo ke tse ngata, there are just so many things. The Bible in the book of Daniel says, Hosi abel di jo tse manobo nobo fa pele ga bone empa ba di gana ba tlhanka ba modimo bo Shadrach, bo Meshach, bo Abednego ba di gana ba re khosi nna re kopa gore o re fe fela merogo, re jele merogo re tla siama. You see, they had a choice, but they decided to choose what places God. Re le baruti kgetho ke ya rona. Hare tlhopheng baruti gore re a e tshwara evangedi e ga re tshameke ka yona, ga re tsamaye re kena-kena re batla tse dingwe di-evangedi tse re sa di tlhaloganyeng, tse e le gore ga di na bo modimo ka fa gare. Re a e tshwara according to calling e modimo a go biditseng ka yone. Choose life, and rona ke re fa go rona, let us choose eternal life, re sa le fa lefatshe la kakwano. Bishop Prince Papanaledi Makua, shalom, shalom moruti rei le bareetsi le baruti botlhe. Amen.
Bishop, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and exceedingly abundantly. May he show his grace upon your life. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729, and let's hear what you say with regards to this.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. The music of Brooke Benton there, Oh Happy Day. It's an old song, an old adage. And of course, just playing songs of old on this show on this Sunday. All right. The number to dial 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this. We're touching base on this issue of choices, the choices that we make and how these are affecting us, our posterity, our destiny, how these are affecting our very lives each and every time. And it's important that we actually look into this as to what these are even all about. And, of course, also what these things really bring to us. All right. This one, let's see. I think I have read this one. All right. Maria Timpe reads Malachi 4:6, says, "He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents," says, "or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction." Yeah, Maria, we're praying for that reconciliation to come about. We're praying for that reconciliation to come about. I can't wait, man. I'm praying for that reconciliation to come about. It's very important that we have such.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Mabungane.
Ongichubang, bingelele kwe mfundisureng, bingelele nezambeli zakoke lapha studio nabalaleli bomsakazo we Radio Pulpit. Ngimbingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi choices, ukukhetha. Oxford Dictionary says, "Choice is an act or power of choosing, variety to choose from, thing or person chosen. God is good. He has given mankind the power to choose. He does not force anyone to make a choice. But if we accept Jesus Christ to come into our lives, we can be able to make good choices. The Holy Spirit will give us the power to make right decisions. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. God gives us the will and the power through the Holy Spirit to do what needs to be done. We can read on our own Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 to 13. Choose grace, not bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15 says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many became defiled. If you don't have grace in your life, then difficult circumstances will make you bitter. If you don't have grace in your heart, bitterness will creep in and try to destroy your relationships. If you hold on to resentment, it will always hurt you more than anyone else. It is self-destruction. Then someone is controlling you. We can read on our own Job chapter 5 verse 2. God gives us grace to get through what we are going through. Bitterness prolongs pain. To forgive is the best solution. Leave justice to God. He heals your bitterness with His grace. Change requires making choices. You are not going to change until you choose to change. Change is not going to happen automatically. You have to act. There is no growth in life without change. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 says, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Choose what pleases God and hold fast His covenant. Forgive, reach out to God, stand firm, and be courageous. Job 34 verse 4 uthi, masizikhethele okulungileyo phakathi kwethu okuhle. Kumele sazi ukwala okubi, sikhethe okuhle, sikhethe okuthandwa nguJehova, singakhethi okuthandwa yithi noma ngabanye. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 29 uthi, ngenxa yokuba babezonda ukwazi, kabakhethanga ukwesaba uJehova, bakhetha ukwesaba umuntu ofayo, bakhetha nezinto zomhlaba. sizowushiya lo mhlaba nento zawo uNkulunkulu nezithembiso zakhe zimi phakade ulimi lwabanobuqili nabenza imilingo ukukhonza izithixo ukuphinga ubufebe nokuthandana ngokobulili obufanayo ukwenza okubi emehlweni kaNkulunkulu uyamcunula abantu abenza okuhle eBhayibhelini uJoshua wakhetha ukuthokozisa uJehova Joshua 24:15 uthi uma kukubi emehlweni enu ukumkhonza uJehova khethani namuhla ukuthi ngubani eniya kumkhonza noma onkulunkulu ababe khonzwa oyihlo bese ngaphesheya komfula noma onkulunkulu bamaAmori enihlala ezweni lawo kepha mina nendlu yami siya kumkhonza uJehova Deuteronomy chapter 30:19 uthi ngifakazisa namuhla izulu nomhlaba ngani ukuthi ngibeke phambi kwenu ukuphila nokufa isibusiso nesiqalekiso ngalokho khethani ukuphila ukuba niphile wena nenzalo yakho singayifundela ke ivesi lika 15 Philippians chapter 1:21 uthi Ngokuba kimina ukuphila kungukristu ukufa kuyinzuzo angibongeke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu waseNazaretha amen
Thank you so much babongane I really appreciate inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga and of course we are talking about choices that we make Are we making the right choices these days as believers? Are we making the right choices these days as believers? Right. Here's another one. This is from Stans. Yeah. Is it from Stans? It is from Stans. Yours, Makaringe in Davyton. Man of Hope, he says there. We will read this after a jiffy.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Now he says, Riperile Vakulukumba. He says, I always find myself taking wrong choices. Is there any feelings that I must feel before I take a choice? Should it be that I may be not praying enough? How do I hear God before I take a choice or direction to my choices? Yours, Makaringe in Davyton, from Men of Hope. Makaringe in Davyton from Men of Hope. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bodla ndoda. Now, here it is. Mfundisi Motha, let me bring this to you, my friend. Nanguke Stans Makaringe in Davyton from Men of Hope. Uthi, I always find myself making the wrong choices. How do I hear the voice of the Father? What would you say, Mruti Motha?
Kondisi, thank you so much, my brother. When you go within, you will always find the voice of the Lord. Mm. Because when we listen to the inner voice of the Lord, it is the loudest voice that the Father uses when he speaks to us. Mm. Earlier on, I spoke about going in, going within and going without, meaning the spirit of discernment that we may be able to understand and to be able to see. You know, kunento ekufanele to say understand ukuthi many of times we tend to base our understanding or our thinking that the Father talks. You know, I want us to understand that the Father communicate with us. When I say communicate, because the Father can be able to use anything in order to communicate with us. So hence, the spirit of discernment is the one that will help us understand what it is the Father that speaks. And you can never be able to have the spirit of discernment unless you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God comes and dwell with you and comes dwell within you. Hence, I said that you need to go within, find yourself like Daniel, because he understand, he know who we are, who he is, and he decided not to defile himself, even though there was a choice for him to eat the food that was set before him. But he understand, there's things that I cannot do. And the Bible says that he purposed in his heart. Why purposed in his heart? Because the Father was speaking to him through his feelings, through his emotion, through his heart. Because the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us. If we go within, we shall be able to hear the voice of the Father. And in so doing, that's why the Bible earlier, I think earlier you read in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1, where it says that take instruction and follow the knowledge of the Father and have the fear, the reverent fear of the Lord. If you will choose not to have reverent fear of the Lord, even when the Father speaks, you will not going to be able to intercede, you will not be able to understand. And that comes through teaching, it comes through training. That is why we will find Samuel, when he was still young, when the Lord called him, and he did not even understand that it was God that was calling him, and he went to Eli, and Eli discerned that the boy is being called by the Father. So we need Uguba Sibe Naband, who will teach us in the spiritual things of the Father, and God will be able to use abantu bakhe ukuze sitraineke, because it comes through the training, so that we can be able to recognize that this voice is coming from the Father, and this voice is not coming from the Father, it's coming from the devil. Because uJesu uthi izimvuzo zami noma abantu bami bayalazi in iphimbo lami. So we need to get that training so that we can be able to be able to discern and that understand that the Father is speaking to us.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. Here's our brother, Uti. Am I not praying enough? Because the choices I make are wrong. What did you say?
Just to answer our brother, my friend, it's not that he is not praying enough. You know, so it's about the growing a discerning heart, or maybe being able to listen to the voice of the Father speaking in his heart. So he needs to continue to feed himself with the Word.
Yeah,
because the Father speaks through his Word. So if you are familiar with his Word, you will be familiar with his voice. Because sometimes when you are supposed maybe to make a decision, a word will come from your heart, because of that's how he speaks. Then it will guide you, it will strengthen you to choose right, because that's the wisdom of the Father. So it means if you are full of the Word, you are full of the wisdom, which is good judgment between good and evil. So the brother should continue just to pray and to read more of the Word, meditate on the Word, you know. As the Word says, that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. He will see. He will see, you know, like his discerning, his discernment will grow, and also even his ability to decide will grow, and then he will be able to make the right choices. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Sipho, let me bring this to you. He says also, because Angatis can be the same from the small to I one, but he also says something. He says, how do I hear God before I make a choice? How would you answer that, Sipho?
Let us read Psalms chapter 25, verse 12. Uti, who is the man who fears the Lord? You instruct him the way he should choose. In other words, giving God his, fearing God, in other words, doing things in reference to God, definitely God's spirit will influence you to the direction of the path of God. In other words, it starts with the influence of which you must get used to his word. Mm. And his word is his will. In our Psalms 25, verse 12, 30, who is the man who fears the Lord? In other words, it starts with fearing God.
Mm.
And then the next statement, it means that it's God, will instruct him in the way he shall choose. So whenever you want to choose something in life, it starts off by fearing God. He started by fearing God. Joseph had the fear in the reference of God, fearing God.
Mm.
Then God was able to influence his behavior. That is why he chose good as he pants. So it starts by fearing God. Amen.
Mm. All right. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. And drop us a voice note also there. We are keen to hear from you. 082-657-2729.
You're on 657 AM radio with the truth in his voice.
Let's listen to Catherine Malatsi.
I'm Baruti Mo Studio Le Kae. Okay, Lena Kirata Oshera, Kalinzwi Lenala, 2 Kings, Chapter 5. Koroho e bala tseka o fela tata ke taba ya namane ha nana le lepera namane ona o ile a romela ditshelete ko kgosing le lengolo ana ga na re ha rometse ditshelete ka ditshelete tsa hae o tla phela empa kgosi yona ile ya itabola diaparo gore yena se modimo a fodise batho Elisha itse ga utlwa a re mo bitseng a tle ko go nna ga ya le teng mo Elisha ke gara ayeme ka gore Elisha ke a romela di 70 ba bua le yena a sa le gona ko ntla molella gore ha tsa maya ilo kena ko kontlo ko no Kenya Jordan ha 7 akene 1 ha 7 and then is 70 ha ke mo bulelela ere akere yena ra ha gona go sna no ka 70 re ko Syria tse a naka kena go na le dinoka tse betere tse naka kena go tsona empa 70 ya gage ke e mo bolelela e re nix ke kopa gore o etse se moporofeta a reng o se etse itse ga a etsa choice right a mamela ga a kena ga i 7 baebele bua gore o ile skin sa gae se ile sa ba o ka re ke skin sa ngwana o monnyane o ile a fola a ba montle go tloela moo a reng ka setlhole ke sa rapela o mong modimo ke tlo rapela modimo o phelang kore ke yona taba eo ya nthole ya gore o dila etsa choice e right ke ha se ka o sa mamele a iketsetsa tsa gae choice e ileng a e etsa ya go latelela go ilong ka tšhelete ka morago go ilong ka digauta tseo go nthwena go namane ke re le gore o ba mo profeta Elisha wa mo bolelela ora o tsebe he ore le pera le le tlo ba mo go wena choice a ile nga yetsa ile o ile ipola ile ya mo bula ya choice a ile nga yetsa ka o ska mamela modimo go re tshwara tshwantse re mamela ntate modimo sa se bua le rona gore re se yetse re etse ntho tse right ke a leboga di mali sona lo fatse amen
me Catherine re a leboga modimo o etse hantle mme wa ka and of course I see people are sending me Rugby World Cup photos. Okay. And send us a WhatsApp. So 82657-2729. And we are going to wrap it up. And we are touching the very aspect of choices.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song indeed, and of course, Mabongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, choices. Many people base their choices on culture, tradition, reason, emotion. The highest character choices are based on truth and faithfulness to your commitments, no matter the consequences. The story of Daniel thrown in a lion's den. Daniel survived because he made the right choice. Based on his faith in God, he remained true to God and faithful to his commitments. He was willing and ready to face the lions. He chose the lion's den over freedom. We can read on our own First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Daniel refused to compromise. Today's church is compromising because of lack of faith and fear. Daniel chose to do right and accept the consequences. As believers of Christ, we live in a world of spiritual hostility, where temptation to compromise our faith is with us every day. Choose faith over fear. We can read on our own John chapter 20, verse 19. The disciples had not seen Jesus. They heard he had risen from the dead. They didn't know if they could believe the news or not. They locked the doors because they had fear. Others today have been disappointed by their partners in relationships, and fear has locked out marriage. Others have been hurt by church leaders or believers, and they have locked God out of their lives. Love is a choice. We can read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. It doesn't just happen. Love is a choice, and it needs a commitment. Infatuation or attraction are not love. They can lead to love. We must choose to love God. You can choose to stay away from God, but you will be destroying your life. We also choose to love in our relationships. Love people from the heart. We can read Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21 is talking about Elijah. Elijah caused God's people to choose once and for all between the living God who delivered them and the false God who has captured their affections. We can read that in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Babongane, we really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir.
Emong Ayona, Gawi Kwaloka Jo Radio Pulpit. Renalemingwaga Yaofeta Masuminete Relemo Yang, Ibile, Renaleba Tilichiwa Potero, Baofeta Dikiti Chema Huluamane. re fetoga le metlhale mabaka rena le ditirelo tsa go fapana fapana tse di tla thusang go kwala kotswa kgwebo ya gago go humana dintlha ka botlalo letsetsa Sanet go lefela tepedi taro taro nne tepedi hlano nne goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za o ka romela le lentshule advertise ka sms go taro shupa robedi shupa tee 37871
All right, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear you. We are talking about prodigality, nothing else except that. Milton says, informative, great show. It is each and everyone's choice. Absolutely there. Absolutely. We really, really, it's true. It is just like that. Absolutely true. Now, we are coming to the conclusion of the matter after this.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, and let me start with you as we conclude, Jabu, in our conclusion. Now, I am looking at the choices in the book of Psalms, 119, verse 30 and 137. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. When we choose the way of truth, the judgments of the Father become our way. It means then we have the way of the Father's wisdom. And then Psalm 173 says, let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. When we choose the precepts of the Father, then his hand is our help every time. In conclusion, Jabu.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, you know, we are to be attentive to the voice of the Father. And we are also be always paying attention to his word, be always feeding ourselves with the word so that we can be able to have the wisdom to make the right choices. Just to add on the scriptures you've shared, my friend, in Proverbs 15:22, it says, without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. So our advisor is the word of the Father. That's why it's called Amatot. So It's there to guide us, to counsel us. In those actually valleys of decisions, the word of the Father is there to give us wisdom to decide and choose right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate. And just after your GV.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. I am looking at Micha chapter 4, verses 5. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Elohim, our Yahuwah, forever and ever. The choices that we make to walk in the ways of the Most High, I guarantee for an eternal life, forever and ever. What say you, Mfundis?
Absolutely, Mfundis. They are guaranteed and they are the right path to the Father. And Yeshua HaMashiach says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, he says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all things that I have said. In other words, Moyo Ngwele, he is the one that will continuously teach us. He will continuously teach us the ways of the Father so that we may be able to make right choices. Because without him, without his guidance, we cannot be able to make the right choices for ourselves. So we need him to remind us. When it says that he will remind you of the things that I have spoken, he will remind us in the critical moments when we have to make the right decision. Then he will remind you that the word of God says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even if you are facing danger, you are not going to make wrong decisions, because you know that, and the Spirit of God is the one that continues to remind you. So therefore, it is important for us to Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior, and we shall receive the Spirit of the Father.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And for this matter, let me bring it to you, Sipo. Check this out. Now,
Luke chapter 10 verse 42 says, but one thing is needed, and Mary, Christ was talking, the Yahushua was talking to Martha, the sister of Mary. A complain of what long meaning says, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. When we make the right choices to sit at the feet of the Messiah, to hear his word discipling us, this becomes a wealth within our hearts that will not be taken away. Sipo, finally.
That's very true from this. If you want to set standard and goals and be focused in this life, Melissa Fan and Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, why misel and Kizunyak? In other words, Sumata, why misel Wuti? Uzo Salin Yang Vetches? Not just misela, young Abandonan could choose to follow God's agenda. Or else we see Faraninez. Teluvalamal verse Kumahuba chapter 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditate his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, they will prosper. In our life, let us choose to fear God. We'll be saved. Let us choose to love God. Definitely, whatever a man sow, he shall reap it. But the same mutu as talang, the same mutu as kotula.
Thank you, thank you. Next week, we are talking about the role of mercy in our lives. And I want to say thank you so much. Chablan Dominic, thank you, my friend.
My friend, thanks very much. Tanda kakhulu, uNkulunkulu akubusise, bafowethu ngiyathanda, Sipho, umfundisi Motha, nani balaleni, siyabonga. Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga, my friend.
Umfundisi Motha, siyabonga, Bhuti Mnca.
Eh, Bhuti Mnca, sibonga kakhulu. Yabonga, my brother, uNkulunkulu akubusise, abusise uFuthi Sipho, uFuthi Jabulani, kanye nabalaleli emakhaya. Amen.
Ah, siyabonga, mfundisi sami. Sipho Paulo, siyabonga, insizwa yakho ithi isikhindi sibuhlaza.
I was wrong to put your pocket in now. Because even now, but I didn't sound like a fool. God bless you. Let us choose to fear God. The up and the good truth.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.